Hello, everyone. I'm Frankenberry, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence in the classroom and in their respective sports, but also in their contributions to their school and their community. And welcome to our newest winner, senior track and field star and also baseball star at Yorktown High School, Brian White. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me on.
Well, no, you deserve to be here. You won the award, like I said, deservedly so. So it's nice to have you with us. And also with us is your coach, Coach Keith Smith. Hi, Coach.
Hi, thanks for having us.
All right, so I see you just recently kicked off the winter track and field season at the 37th annual Big Chill Track Invitational, and that was right at home there in Yorktown. And it was a meet with 8 teams, hundreds of athletes were involved, and you, Brian, won the 55-meter dash, the 55-meter hurdles, and you were part of the 800-meter relay team that took first place. So a 3 gold medal weekend for you. Not a bad way to start the season, I don't think.
No, not at all.
No, that's fantastic. Now, before we started recording their coach, Brian had told me that this invitational, this Big Chill Invitational, was this your brainchild back in the day?
Yes, I started it back in 85, 86, and it's been running strong ever since.
Oh, that's fantastic, and I think I made the mistake of saying 37th. It's actually 36, I think you were saying to me earlier, but that's fantastic, man. Almost 4 decades of this particular tournament, and then also when I was talking to Brian earlier, this is the only outdoor one that you have. Correct, Brian, for this season of track and field?
Yeah, so everything else would be at a community college in Rockland or be in the city at the very nice Armory track, but outside, this is the only one.
Okay, so talk to me a little bit about track. Learn me a little bit about how the schedule works, what it is that you do, because now you said there's cross country, there's track and field in the winter, and then you don't do it in the spring because you're going to have baseball coming up. So talk to me a little bit. You just got started. How far does it go? How far will track and field go now through the year, the end of the year?
Okay, so track is split up into 3 seasons. The fall is cross country. That's all distance running, woods, a lot of fun. You know, it really brings the team together. Everyone's trying to accomplish the same goal of running that 5K at a great time. Then winter is when it splits up a little bit and it's more individual. There's a bunch of meets. I mean, there's a bunch of different races, like the sprints, the jumps, the relays, the distance run. And that was all taking place, like I said, in the Armory or in a community college or out here in Yorktown High School. And then outdoors, it's the same meets, same races pretty much. And then it's all outdoors. So you go from high school to high school. For me, the winter, it started with the Big Chill early December. Then you got a few meets like around Christmas break, around winter break. And then you got in January, you got leagues, you got sections pretty much, you got classes. That's January to February. And then the ultimate goal is to make it to March, and March would be the state championship in Long Island, Staten Island.
Okay, all right. So what are the expectations for the team this year? I don't know where you all finished last year, but what are the expectations this year for the team and to get to March, like you said?
So last year we won our first boys title, league title, in like 40-ish years.
Oh, that's great.
You know, it was a great accomplishment. You know, it was one of the best nights of my life, you know, seeing everyone watching the high jump, everyone hoping just to get that one point to take that win over Henhud. And it was an awesome feeling. It was awesome. And like similar to the Big Chill, I took 3 golds in that event and that meet. And that's pretty much the farthest we can make it. We've made it. We have a really good team this year, and I believe that we can do that again. And who knows, maybe we can make it the next step to be class champions or section champions. And then individually, it's my goal to try and get to the states.
Okay, well, 1 point, huh? Everybody watching the high. That's like movie stuff right there. 1 point to get that big win. But I see now when it comes to champions and your own personal, you were Class A champion in the 55 meter hurdles last year. You placed top 5 in 2024, earning all league status both years. And of course, you're the captain of the team as well. So first off, let me ask you of the events that you do in track and field. Obviously, hurdles top of your game there in hurdles. Do you have a preference? You know, when you look at the possibilities, what is the first thing that you say to yourself, that's what I'm going to do?
I feel like I have this conversation with my coach almost every single day about, oh, should I do the hurdles? Should I do the dash? But I would say right now, as a sophomore, I was able to get away with the hurdles because, you know, I couldn't beat people in the dash because I was a sophomore. I couldn't, people were 2 years older than me. So it was very hard. But now that I'm a senior and I'm caught up with everyone, I think the dash is what I'm looking for moving forward. But who knows? That hurdle, the hurdles time is real good. And I believe that I can do damage in both of those events. And
all right. Relay,
also a really good four, group of four guys.
Yeah, well, obviously so, because you started it off with a gold, started the season off with a gold medal. And I mentioned that you were the captain of the squad. So tell me about being captain. Do you feel any pressure there? Do you ever find yourself doing a little bit too much?
Not too much. I mean, I try to help everyone I could, especially with the sprinting. You know, I like to help people with their starts. And then with the hurdles, I like to try and critique people's form. You know, it's difficult, I'll say, because you have to look over. I mean, there's a bunch of captains that help as well. There's a few because the team is very big. There's hundreds. There's like 100 kids. So
wow,
I'm the captain
okay.
with like two or three other guys. And it's a great honor. And I'm happy that Smitty granted me that title. And I'd say it's difficult.
Okay. And what about any lessons learned from the captains that you learned from when you were younger? You know, things that you find yourself doing now and saying, oh, wow, you know, I learned this from.
It's just hard work. I mean, I remember one of my captains 2 years ago, who's a Division I cross country runner now. And I always looked up to the amount of work he did. Now, I know we do two totally different events, but that guy would run every single day. He would do everything. He'd work out. And I remember just looking up to him and was like, man, I want to be that successful.
Well, that's what, you know, mentors are all about. That's what, you know, having those coaches are all about. And it's working for you now. And also, have you seen any improvements in some of the younger runners, this particular, you know, even though the season's kind of fresh, you know, it's brand new, that you're particularly proud of?
Yes, I see the hurdlers have gotten better. You know, we got a lot of hurdlers that are placing in the finals at Big Chill. That's really cool. The relays, everyone's doing good. The girls are doing really good as well. I think combined, boys and girls, Yorktown, I think we won the Big Chill meet. So I think that our team as a whole is just increasing. And I think they're doing really good. And I think we have a lot more damage to come when it comes leagues and hopefully beyond.
Yeah, well, obviously a really strong program for you all there. And it's not just but it's not just track and field, though. There's also baseball in the spring. And I see you were all league, all section honorable mention last season. And now where do you play on the diamond? What is your position?
I am a center fielder, so I use my speed from track to track down balls in the gap.
Okay, there you go. And I, you know, and I always ask those multi-sport stars exactly what it, you know, what it is that you're able to, you know, glean from one sport to take into the next. Now, is there anything from baseball that you use now in track and field?
Yes, and I would say just the mental part of the sport. Maybe not physical because it's two totally kind of different sports, but mentally.
Right.
The exact way how I warm up for games for baseball, you know, I'm fully locked in. I want to achieve this goal and I'm going to achieve this goal is exactly how I go onto the track. You know, I had this goal that I want, like, but yeah, the day before the Big Chill, I said, I want to win all three golds. And that's exactly what I've done.
Well, there you go. Envisioning that and then having it come true. That's the way that's supposed to work. With baseball, what are the expectations for your team here? This year, senior year is going to be a big season.
This senior year, we're supposed to be really good, and I have high expectations. And I believe that the senior class, the junior class, I believe that we can string together a bunch of wins. And there's no doubt in my mind that we could become section champs.
Oh, well, good luck there. Now, Coach, let me turn to you to talk to me about Brian here. What's it been like coaching Brian as a runner and to seeing his improvements and also his growth as a leader?
Oh, most of his growth actually comes from his hard work ethic. He puts in a lot of time every day, and he wants to succeed. And I think that's his major driving force. Mentioned we always talk about our events, hurdles or dash. You go back and forth, and I'm a little partial. I know he's with the dash. I'm thinking the hurdles, but we'll see what's going to happen.
Okay. Well, let's hope that friendly kind of competition between the two of you works out well for both events is what I'm thinking. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with captain and senior track and field and also baseball star at Yorktown High School, Brian White. So Brian, with this award comes the academic side of things and some other aspects as well. Now, you're holding your own there academically. You're an honor roll regular. You got a 95 average, AP and honors classes, some college level courses as well, and also a couple of years of college Italian. What was it that made you go with Italian when it comes to a language choice?
Well, believe it or not, my mother, her first language was actually Italian. She grew up, she was born in the Bronx, but she spent a lot of her younger life in Italy. And she learned English not from her parents, but from Sesame Street.
Oh, that's great.
So I think it's really cool how, you know, she can speak fluent Italian to my grandparents, to her parents. And I want to be able to get to that level as well, so I can have good conversations with, you know, my whole Italian family.
Right, right. Now, and I thought it might, I thought it would probably be a family thing. It usually is, but that's fantastic, man. From Sesame Street. Sorry. I will remember that, by the way. And so with your classwork, though, you know, you've got that 95 average I mentioned. You're taking some college classes. What is it that strikes your fancy? What is it that you look forward to the most?
I really like looking back and seeing those high grades, you know, really makes me think like I deserve this. I worked hard for it. You know, I like to check my grades often. And, you know, if I see one grade on the lower side, I like to give a lot of effort into that certain class and to try and raise it. And I always check it. And at the end of each quarter, if I see the grades I like, I'm satisfied. And it makes me happy knowing what I achieved.
Okay. Now, when you get to the next level, when you get to college, any thoughts yet of what you might consider studying?
Yes, I want to major in accounting. I'm taking that class senior year. I love it. I think I'm excelling in it and it just makes sense to me. I've always been good with numbers my whole life, and I believe that that is going to best fit me.
Okay, well, I envy you that because numbers are definitely not my thing. So good for you. Now, is there any class, and I always like asking this question, but is there any class that you've taken, maybe an elective or something, or a class that you just didn't expect to like as much as you did?
Yeah, I'd probably say that accounting. I mean, I took it this year with not a lot of expectations. I went into this year thinking, all right, I'm just going to major in something like mathematics and maybe I'll become a math teacher or something like that. But I really enjoyed accounting. You know, I got a great teacher. I got a great group of classmates and I really enjoy the class and I'm excelling, like I said. And the college I'm going to for baseball has a great program with accounting. So I just think it's the perfect fit for me.
Oh, well, there you go. Just taking that class just this year. And all of a sudden, you know, you realize that's what you want to do in school. That's fantastic. That's definitely a class making a mark. Now, I was going to ask you that question, too, by the way, when it comes to college. And you just said where you're going to play baseball. Where is that?
I'm playing Division II baseball at Pace University. It's about 12 minutes away from my house. And
I bet your mom loves that, doesn't she?
Yes. We have a deal with, you know, once a week, she's got to make me a big plate of food. I can share with my roommates to bulk up. But my mom and dad are very excited to be able to come to a lot of my games and practices. And, you know, I'm very happy that I'm going to Pace.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And I guarantee you, man, your roommates and your teammates, they're going to love your mom if she's doing some cooking for them. So good for you, mom. Now, I also see that that you're part of the Big Buddy program. Now, pretty much everybody who wins this award is a mentor, has some sort of mentor program at their school, and you help guide the younger students, especially the freshmen, the ones that are, you know, most of them probably scared to death about the whole high school experience. So what's it like for you? How, I mean, it's got to be pretty rewarding to be in that mentor program and to see maybe a scared kid suddenly blossom a little bit.
Yes, I mean, I enjoy giving back to the community. You know, I was also an in-house coach for baseball and basketball. And I just think, you know, I love giving back to the younger people and the whole community, because I was in their shoes at one point. I was an incoming freshman, or I was a 10-year-old baseball or basketball player. So, you know, I look up to people who help, and I want to give that back to the younger generation. And I want to be the good person that people look up to and say, oh, I want to be like him, or I want to do the things that he does.
And that's great. And, you know, being aware of that is so important. I'm glad that you have made that mark there for the younger students, because I'm sure they will remember it just as you're remembering the same thing on your end, you know, from when you were a younger student. So Coach, before we wrap things up here, how about talk to me a little bit more about Brian?
Oh, as I mentioned, his work ethic is one of his strongest points. Coming up to the next few meets, again, we'll see where we rank in the section, and that's when we'll really end up deciding which one we'll focus on. But I see good things for Brian in his future.
Oh, yes, yes. I do as well, you know, especially from this conversation. So Brian, just one more question before we close up here. You're a busy guy. You got a lot going on. Is there anything that you do just to take a break? What is, do you have a hobby? Do you have something just to give yourself a little bit of a breather at any moment, if you ever get a moment?
Yes, I think I do what most high school boys do. You know, I like to kick my feet up, grab my PlayStation controller, play some video games. You know, it really takes my mind off of the stressful things I have to worry about. And I'm not saying playing, you know, the whole night. I'm just saying just play for an hour or two. And then I really get back to work when I have to do it, whether it's either working out or studying for a test or doing homework or whatever it is. That's what I like to do to calm myself.
Hey, we all need a little bit of something that helps us decompress a little bit and kind of get back to a little bit of normal. So listen, Brian, congratulations to you again on the award. Well-deserved. Good luck to you and you, coach, to the team, Brian, to some of the goals that you have, and then eventually to that baseball season.
Yes, thank you very much. It's an honor to win this award. Thank you for all the nice things to say. Smitty, thank you for everything you've said. And I can't wait to keep on improving and win.
You just keep on winning, my friend. And for Yorktown High School's Brian White, I'm Frankenberry. And you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.